I put up some of the feedback. So these are urgent queries. It is 10/09/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Enoch Vargas. Vargas spells V-A-R-G-S. Enoch spells E-N-O-C. Date of birth is 12/06/1969. I'm a 55-year-old gentleman here for medication refill and blood pressure review period. Next paragraph. Mr. Enoch has a history of hypertension, diabetes type 2, hypercholesterolemia. Is there for these conditions, medication refill period. He was last visit, he was given a log to record his blood pressure and stated that he did not bring the log over because blood pressure today is 208/98 period. He denies chest pain, he denies dizziness, he denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, he denies headache, he denies blurred vision or double vision period. Next paragraph. Review your systems. All systems were reviewed over negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, mild acute distress, vital signs are as follows, orthostatus, 97% of room air, blood pressure is 97.7, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, pulse 66, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, respiratory, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. EKG was done today because of patient's current elevated blood pressure. EKG reveals sinus rhythm. No acute injury demonstrated. Regular rhythm period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucus or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. Bears weight well. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. No calf tenderness or edema. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerve sweeten is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2, open parentheses, poor control, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is hypertension, open parentheses, poor control, close parentheses. Assessment number 3 is hypertension, correction, hypercholesterolemia. Today in clinic, I did a finger stick. Finger stick really revealed his glucose at 300 and 301. IV normal saline was initiated. 1 liter, wide open. After on completion of a normal saline, a repeat of his glucose revealed glucose at 257. Open parentheses, heading in the right direction. He was strongly encouraged to check his sugar on a daily basis. He says he has a machine but has not been checking. He was strongly encouraged to eat diabetic appropriate diet. He says he understands and will comply. Strongly encouraged for exercises. Period. Next paragraph. I repeat a patient blood pressure after fluids, it was 191/91. Next paragraph. Patient reports improvement, says he's feeling better after the IV fluids. He was sent over with the following medication, lisinopril/hydrochlorothiazide, 10/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. I will discontinue the Valsartan 50 milligrams. Patient was again encouraged to take his blood pressure. He was given a log, strongly encouraged to bring the log when he returns. Was also given a log for his glucose, advised to check his glucose at least once or twice daily. Strongly encouraged to bring a log when he comes back, period. Next medication, simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Again, this was increased from 20 milligrams. He's given 30 just in the event that he does not like the side effects or doesn't, for one reason or another, does not like it. We can always change to something else than not having 90 days supply at the same time. The same rationale was given for the lisinopril/HCTC. For both medication, he has 2 refills, period. Next paragraph. The patient was sent, medication was increased from metformin to glipizide 2.5 milligrams. He would take 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. As metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day does not seem to be controlling his glucose, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.